It's all fiction, folks. I don't want to kill anyone. Jeez. And yeah, Clint Eastwood didn't kill anyone either, all right? It's entertainment. But yeah, I read on it. I go, oh, track 16. I love that one. And then I read, 60 seconds to what? And I actually remembered that from the credits. I was like, I know that.
I am paying attention.
Yeah, like I actually read that from the credits. I remember that.
Something.
60 seconds to what?
Did you remember that we said we're going to play John Rickles at 2?
We are, yeah. You know what? I'm going to start it right after. I'm going to do one more Ennio Morricone song. This one, I'm just going to play it because it's very silly. It must have been from one of the first. I don't even recognize it. It's from the movie Gunfight at Red Sands. I bet Roy from Malden knows what Gunfight at Red Sands is. He seems to have all the information on that sort of trivia. But this song I just thought was really funny. And actually, it might be kind of fitting before. I mean, we've gone off the freeform rock thing. Now we're just like freeform.
We're out there.
I don't know what.
We're out
there. Is Ennio Morricone? Well, like, what is that genre? Spaghetti Western music.
I don't know. I could Google it, but.
Yeah, what do they call that?
What the internet call it?
Cinema. Matic music. But this just struck me as really funny. It's only 2 minutes and 23 seconds long. And it's called A Gringo Like Me. So it is probably pretty fitting before Don Rickles because Don Rickles goes off like a complete a-hole racist on what you're going to hear. And if you missed the beginning and you don't know much, you know, you might be a millennial and you're just like, oh, Don Rickles, some old-time comic. You know what? Get ready for this. And like what I said, if All in the Family offends you...
Why are you... Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying if All in the Family offends you, I want you to change the station because Don Rickles is going to... You're going to be steaming.
Okay.
He's like...
It's a warning.
He's 10 times worse than All in the Family in Archie Bunker.
And you
yes.
can play a full half hour of him on the radio without worrying about...
Is it a whole half hour?
I don't know. I couldn't really...
We'll figure that out in a second. I won't know till I get the CD in there. First, we got to hear A Gringo Like Me. Like me and you. We're gringos, you know. What is wrong with Brian?
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Be the first one to fire. Every man is a liar. There's just one kind of man who tells the truth. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Don't be a fool for a smile or a kiss, or your bullet might miss. Keep your eye on your goal. There's just one rule that can save you your life. It's a hand on your knife and the devil in your soul. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. There's just one kind of man that you can trust. That's a dead man or a gringo like me. Or a gringo like me. Or a gringo. Ringo like me. Like me.
Like him. And me. And Marie. We're all gringos. And you probably are too. If you're listening to this show. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Got something by the late, great gringo Don Rickles here. Just passed away the other day. Loved the man. He was fantastic. And, you know, this is Don Rickles. It's called Hello, Dummy! Recorded live at the Hotel Sahara, Las Vegas, Nevada. What year? 1968. It was first released in 1968. Who knows? It might have even been earlier than that when it was actually recorded. But late 60s, Las Vegas, Nevada, Don Rickles. Now, you might have gone, you know, like, wow, you know, All in the Family. They were pretty, like, risque for the 70s with, you know, their... talking about, you know, this, you know, races and all kinds of stuff that you weren't expecting them to talk about on TV. And one of my favorite shows. But Archie Bunker's racism and stuff doesn't touch what Don Rickles used to do. And if you get mad about it, you don't get it. It's just, you know, Don Rickles, it's like... that's the big joke. He's like, he's playing the biggest a-hole in the world, you know? If you get mad, you're like, he goofed on you, you know? It's like, you can't get mad at him. And you can tell, this whole audience, as much as he's goofing on them, they're all enjoying it, and it's great. So, rest in peace, great Don Rickles. We love you, brother. Say hello to my dad. And here we go. I'll see you in like a half hour.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Nice to see you in a red shirt, right in the front. That's class. I never entertained a Mountie. $40 million Americans, I gotta get a dummy Mountie right here in the front. Hello, dummy. Yeah. And he waved to me yet. I said, hello, dummy. And he went, he knows me. I'm a Mountie. Nice night, huh? I was upstairs laying on the bed thinking about the moves I was gonna make with the wife. She was in the other room with a Pepsi bottle going, wah, 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 wah. Weirdo, weirdo. Shakes Pepsi bottles to get me in heat. Oh, get horny when you're up here, you know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in. They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth. Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican. I say this from my heart. A Negro can move in my neighborhood. You can't. Don't make it a rally, you dummy broad. What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs? It's only a joke, Mexican. You're the chosen people. We're wrong. Look at the size of him, lady. He just lays on you and you die. Look at this. The lady went, what, the Mexican lay on me? Anyway, gang, the old Jewish lady got in heat when she heard the fat Mexican was going to lay on her. Anyway, gang, the hell do you think's gonna happen? You won't have any kids, a taco falls out. don't you find this funny, Mexican? Or do you want to go back to your old job in the arena? Get your pillows, get your pillows. Found them in Tijuana on the border, remember? Walking around with the kale pectate running out of the underwear? Takalelo makela kalelo. Takalelo makela kalelo. They drink that water, you know? They get the runs and we use them for the highways to make the white lines. I'm a Jew with a chosen people. We don't have to do nothing. Pick up a couple of dollars and phone God. Hello, God. Jews. You gotta be like the Jews. Just sit in the house in the living room in your underwear. Put on the TV, Shirley. That's all Jews do. Sit in the underwear, belch, and watch TV. The Irish guys are staggering around, and the color guys are going, glory, glory, hallelujah. And the Mexicans, I'm going to the toilet. I don't care what the color guys do. And the queers are going, let's go in the park and have a love out. These are the jokes, lady. If you're waiting for Billy Graham to come in here, forget about it. At the finish, I give out dirty pamphlets. You gotta be a Jew, lady. You're the only one with a stole on, and it's 105 in here, for crying out loud. You're either a Jew or an old beaver in heat. Is she laughing? Take a look. It doesn't matter. No, I kid you, dear. You gotta enjoy. She's got the turban over her head. Good luck to you. Masali mahali kamalama. Means I want to wish you camel rash all over your stomach. My luck, it'll be an Arab broad. That's a good one, that Nazi? Arab broad picking off a Jew? You can always tell the German guy, the one here with the boil. All the Germans have boils and they all walk like this, like the Polacks. Like they got timber in their crutch. Me Polak push car for Jew and get quarter. While Jew makes Polak run up and down street and give him heat for apartment house. Anyway, folks, we enjoyed it. We kid around, right? It's ridiculous. With bigotry, with the Negroes, with summer, with race riots. It's idiotic. I mean that. Didn't recognize the Negro gentleman in the back. How are you, baby? As far as I'm concerned, sit up front. Make trouble. Anyway, gang. That is a Negro guy, isn't it? Because the way things are, nobody wants to say what they are today. It's the truth. You walk up to the average Negro with all the bigots around you and say, are you a Negro? No, Mr. Rickles, I am a calypso singer. I come from St. Thomas. My name is Leroy. This is my brother Harvey. Harvey, say hello to Mr. Rickles. Oh, hello there, your mother. Kiss my bongo drums. Ever since the war, they don't say they're Negroes. Hawaiians. Anyway, gang. And then you see him in Wacky Key Beach. Oh, this mother's surfboard isn't riding right. I tell you, folks. I say this from my heart. Being a Jew, anybody coming towards me? Being a Jew, so what? We were the chosen people, right? We've had a few bum breaks, you have to admit that. How could you blow Christmas? Now, that's ridiculous. Three wise men, right? Walking along. Irving, what do you think? I don't know, we'll keep walking. Maybe we'll make a left or a right. And if we make a right, we'll take a screwing and wind up with Hanukkah. Which is like your Christmas, only we don't have a tree in the living room. We're not dummies. We have it in the forest where it belongs. You have big trees in the living room with stockings hanging up with candy in it. That's filthy, filthy, right, Mexican? You put candy in a stocking that you wear? Am I right or wrong? Mexican, you're right. They don't know what the hell's going on. Then they wonder why they're porters. Anyway, gang, that's my kind of broad. Tall broad. Get her a basketball. Let her dribble around for a half hour. Love a tall broad. They're wild, the tall broads. Yeah, put all kinds of little psychedelic crap on their body and they just stand there wiggling and you go, go, Cobra, go. I kid you. How tall are you, dear? 5'10". That's the type of broad, boy. You get a pick and you yodel. Is that your husband? They always marry dwarfs, those kind of broads, right? The wife is like 6'8", and the husband's like, Hi, I have rickets. Nah, you're okay. How long you married, dear? Check with your husband. Oh, wait. This isn't charades. Give me a hint. 5 years. You got any kids? How many? One kid. Don't you fool around at all? Go crazy. Do what I do. You know, take your best shot. Put the wife in the closet and yell Marine Raiders. I do that every night. Put on the helmet. Last night it was wild. She was Bat Lady and I was the cave. It's wild, wild. Wake up in the morning and find spring marks on your ass. Anyway, gang. That's right, lady, you heard it. What the hell do you think you're gonna see here, high mass? Woman's looking at me like I'm gonna bless the room. This is it, for a finish. I drop my pants, unscrew my navel, and an organ starts to play. That was a good one, huh, queer? Anyway, gang, the queer got excited. He's gonna play an organ! Anyway, gang. I'm kidding. Are you queer? See what the dummy kid did? No, I'm not queer. I always think I'm a butterfly looking for my cocoon. Anyway, gang, one of the greatest Negroes of our day, Rufus Johnson, said in Augusta, Georgia, run, baby, run! And the Jew behind him, wait a second, I'll sell you a bike. Friends and the queer, catch the Negro, catch the Negro! And the Negro, don't do that, your mother. Anyway, gang, I kid about the Negroes. Be proud. Be proud of your heritage. We need the Negroes. For what? What the hell do we need the Negroes for? Oh, yeah, to have cotton in a drugstore. I say this, gang. You never laugh, do you, queer? You're just sitting there. It's okay, now. How long you married? 4 days. What the hell are you doing here? Get up in the room. Work something out, for crying out loud. You can't just sit in the room, kid, with your sneakers on. You got to do something. 4 days. God bless you. Young Jewish kid, right? Wonderful. If her father-in-law dies, what kind of work you out of? Four days. That's great, boy. What's your last name, kid? Cohen? Jewish, huh? I took a guess. What's your first name? Larry Cohen. Oh, God, what a name to have. And that's the wife, huh? 21? Isn't that great? Big night ahead of you, huh, you son of a gun, you? Huh? Get up in a room, do what I did when I first got married. I was 38. My wife thought it was a Mardi Gras. To me, it was just another mission. But to you, it's kind of exciting, huh? You kiss and you're gonna hug and everything, huh? Did you read the manual? Wear rubber gloves and a mask. And you stay in the toilet and say, next. Give Larry and his wife a drink. Don't drink too much. Makes you sluggish, you know what I mean? You get bombed out, it's all over. You don't even know what the hell happened, you know what I mean? Crazy kids. What's your name? Nancy. Oh, Nancy Cohen. That's a nice name. Nancy Cohen sounds like a hockey star. Nancy and Larry Cohen. Isn't that nice? They're married 4 days. Give them a nice hand. I think that's very nice. Good luck to you, Larry. It's going to be a hell of a night, Larry. Want me to come up in a room with the baby brownie? I won't make any trouble. I'll just stand on a sink and take wild shots. Get yourself in heat, though, Larry. Make up something. My wife lays in the room every night and goes, go, Geronimo, go! Last night I was Cochise. That was murder. Had to stand on top of the sink in the nude, you hear? In the nude, and she was in the living room with a bell on her tuchus. And she was going, wagon train coming through the pass! And I had to ring the bell. Folks, you had to be there to understand it. The two guys from Boston went, well, what does it mean, Harvey, ring the bell? It's got to be wild, though, Larry. But it's going to be nice. I really mean it. I'll drink to you, really. Isn't that nice? Young kids getting married, that's the way it should be, boy. I mean, you're married a lot of years, right? Sister wife? Oh, I didn't recognize you, Trixie. Anyway, gang. Sheriff, know you're back in action? Do you still do the trick with the horse? Look at this. Nancy's explaining it to Larry.
Let's try the trick with the horse.
Anyway, gang. No, I'm only kidding you, dear. Good luck to you. I remember the old days. By the way, you can pick up the robe Friday. The guy's laughing and she rolled him. Anyway, gang, to all of you, and to Larry and Nancy, I wish you what I have. Happiness and a wonderful woman, really. L'chaim. I think they bought that. My wife, I met her in Philadelphia in front of the Harvey House. Paper! Paper! You know who's here tonight? Don Adams. Real weirdo. Talks into a shoe. Gonna put him in a sanitarium. He's starting to get answers. I say it is. Anyway, gang. See, this is a smart outfit. I'll make you feel at home, lady. Come in again in your fakakta carnival outfit. 40 million Jews. I got one broad from the roller derby over there. Put a bandana on your tuchus and blow the whistle and start the games. You Mormons never laugh, do you? Just sit there with your pilgrim hat waiting for your duck to die. Hope you go to Utah and suck salt. I say this, gang. Sucking salt, that's a colored dance team. The color guy went, I never heard of sucking salt. Heard of the Nicholas Brothers, but never sucking salt. It's true. Why do I make fun of the Negroes? Because I'm not one of them. But I say this, gang. See any color guys coming towards me? If you see teeth, it's not an ivory hunt. Go into glory, glory, hallelujah, open up a bucket of watermelon and hope to hell we don't get picked off. I say this, though, gang. Don't scratch, sir. It clears right up. There's a new thing out called soap and water. I got some yo-yo here with a fungus. The greatest thing, you're a Jewish guy, you can always tell. Bald, heavy set, and a hook nose that's sucking up his lip. You're either a Jewish guy or a Zeppelin, I'll tell you that right now. Want a good year on your ass, a cord in your navel, and hope you take off. I'll tell you this, I'll be with you in a minute, lady. Chapter 9 from the 5th Psalm. The Mormon broad thinks it's a Pillsbury bake-off. God put us on this earth to laugh. Am I right? He made you a Lebanese, he made me a Jew. So what? We are people working for tolerance. What's your first name, Muhammad? What's your first name? Habib. You put that on you when you have your dinner? Look at this, he gave himself a name, Habib. My name's Dada. How the hell did you get in the front? Look at the way they put him. He could pick me off in 5 minutes. Right in the front, I got a fakakta Arab over here, a boozed up gypsy broad over there, 3 kids in heat over here, a German pain in the ass over here, 2 Japs that passed away, trick-or-treat Harvey with the turtleneck sweater, Marv Frickett sitting over there waiting for the Pillsbury bake-off, the Spanish guy planning to attack the Mexican, and 2 Polacks on the end waiting for their truck to be fixed. And the bald-headed guy going out with the nurse. I gotta get a table and sit out there and hear this. I say this, folks. Murder. Gotta laugh about people, Habiba. I've met you before, haven't I? That's right, you hung my uncle. Anyway, gang, I knew I remember. Where'd I meet you, Habib? Lake Tahoe, that's... Barbara was pregnant. Are you the guy that made my wife pregnant? How do you like that? My kid's an Arab. No wonder he walks around the house all day now. Samala, Samala. Nah, it doesn't matter. Good to see you, Habib. God bless you. And I say this from my heart. We're gonna get every one of you. You're gonna have rope burns on your tuchus when we get through with you. All you had to say is we give up. No, you had to make a big stink. Nah, it's okay, Habib. We worked for one cause. God said to me last night, as a matter of fact. That's right, tall blonde guy with a big G on the pocket, with a stick and some shape. If that's not him, there's a real weirdo fooling with the wife every night. Every night I come in a bedroom, I see a guy with a stick and some shape. Who are you, fella? God, I'm fooling with the wife. Oh, okay. I'll wait in the toilet till you bless me. The Jewish guy's laughing and the Gentile took his wallet. You gotta know people, boy. Enjoy them. To all of you, my friends, and to you, Habib, as we say in Arabic, Shemahali Masahamala Kumanahakana Shimilekane Wahana, which means you'll pass away Friday. Ah, you're all right. I want him executed at the end of the show and have the colored kid do it. Color guy, that's right. I want to shoot that mother. We don't get a break of knocking off anybody. To the Negro guy, God bless. Have a good summer. You're not going to bother my house, boy. I'm going to have a big mezuzah outside with a big sign. Come on in, plenty of grits. Laugh about it. Isn't that great, Habib, that we can... This is what's beautiful. Here's an Arab gentleman right in the front, and this is America, and I am a Jew. And this I say from my heart. Here's an Arabic man, and we are Jews, and they make wars and trouble. We are a nation working for tolerance and warmth, and that's Americana. And you, an Arab, sits in front of the Jew, and I say this from my heart. You pain in the ass, I don't want you here. I'm so burned up that you got in that front, you don't know. You're gonna get yours, Arab. I hope you put on your turban tonight and a cobra bites you on the neck. What do you think of that? So burned up that an Arab cockamamie got right in the front. I'd rather have the colored guy at least to do a couple of numbers for me. Isn't this fun, Habib, huh? Ah, boy. Habib, how do you say, come here a second. How do you say, Habib? This is Habib, who I met once before in Lake Tahoe. It's good to see you, really. And he's in Arabic. Stand in a box here so I can talk. Habib, how do you say in Arabic, welcome my Jewish friend, may you have a good new year? How would you say that in Arabic?
Ahlan wa sahlan ya Yahudi.
Don't be a smart ass. Just tell me how you say it. You spit on my pants. That's what you did. No, what did you say? Come here, come here. Don't be afraid. The war's over. You're lost. You're acting like you won. You're lost. You're a prisoner. Do what you're told. No, how do you say it?
Ahlan wa sahlan ya Yahudi.
Sahlan ma hali ma suhuli.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan
wa sahlan.
Wa sahlan.
Ya Yahudi.
Ya Yahudi. Now you know why you lost the war, you dummy.
Why?
Who the hell can understand those kind of orders? Give Habib a nice hand. He's a delightful man. You know how I spent my day off? With Ed Sullivan. You know how exciting that is? It's watching a casket warp. How much you weigh, Tiny? 300 pounds? 300 pounds? You married? Trying to get married? Don't marry anybody. You'll kill him. I'm telling you that right now. Can you see him on a wedding night? Boom. Anyway, gang. And the wife winds up in the back of a Chevy going, what the hell happened? I don't know, Tiny was in heat and I wound up in back of a 42 Chevy. Where you from, Tiny?
Alabama.
Alabama, that's trouble, boy, that's trouble. I kid you, Tiny. What's your first name, Rufus? Usually from the South, they have those fluky names like all the Negroes, Booker T. Abraham, Isaac Aloysius White Man, Kiss My Sink, Alabama Harry. Now you got it going good. I'll get the hamburgers, you get the buns. I got an idiot here having a cookout while I'm doing a show. What's your first name, Tiny? Seriously, what's your first name? Charlie? Good to see you, Charlie. You're not a sheriff or a policeman or anything, are you? What do you do for a living, Charlie? Lawyer? Jesus Christ. What's that, darling? I didn't ask him how tall he is? How did the crowd get out of control? I was in charge. All of a sudden, the Southern broad took over. I'll keep talking. If she makes a move, throw the queer in front of him and hope everything works out. How tall are you, Charlie? 5'18". That's a good one, Charlie. The way he's built, that's going to be a funny joke. Now, how tall are you? Seriously, Charlie. 6'6"? 6'6" and 300 pounds? You have to be to what? You have to be to get in the Klan. You have to be to get in the Klan. Okay, that's one for Fat Charlie. Fat Charlie wipes out the Jewish kid with Klan joke. Okay. God bless you, though, Charlie. 6'6 and 240 pounds. Hold on, what do you eat for supper? Furniture? Grits and ribs, boy. That's big, boy. Can you see him in the toilet and the seat goes, get off me! The water don't even flush. It just goes, oh, oh, oh. So much suction from his tuchus. How's the water gonna go down? Is Charlie laughing? Take a look. See if Charlie's laughing. If Charlie's not laughing, go back to the colored guy. Anyway, gang. Ah, that's beautiful, boy. God bless you, Charlie. No matter where you come. What town in Alabama? Mobile? They don't know what the hell's going on down. That's why they lost the war. Hey, your mother, father, canna. Anyway, gang. That's right. You gotta be like a New Yorker. And the Jews are walking like this. Come on, Harry. We'll go to the garment center. They all have that looseness in the crutch from the wallet hanging down. That's right, I make fun of my own people. We're the chosen people, that's right. But what does it mean? We're human beings. Jew, Gentile, Irish, Negro, Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican, that's trouble. Where does it say you have volleyball game while Jew is working? Just pump the organ and hope the Mormons get to Utah. It's all part of it, gang. Laugh at bigotry, that's what I do. My whole life is based on that. Bigots and morons and dummies. People say, how can you make fun of religion? Why not? What's to fear? God put us on this earth to laugh. God said to me last night, laugh, Jew. Anyway, gang, look at this. The dummy kid here went, did God say that to him? What the hell are you smoking? What am I, Colchis? And you're sending messages to the stronghold? Inhale, the hair in your nose is on fire. I say this, gang. Want to thank you guys in the sweaters for dressing up for the show. Certainly appreciate it. Your truck blow up? You're on your way to Boston with some fruit and I wasn't told? Come in tomorrow night in your underwear. We'll get you a volleyball and you can play with Fat Charlie. The broad keeps laughing at Charlie and Charlie's going to drop her. It's all part of life. Charlie has plans for the tall broad. Going to grab her by the legs and dust. I say this, gang. The Italian guy, you can always tell. Look at the oil all over the table. Remember what Benito Mussolini said during the height of the war? Hey, we need the Italians, though. For what? Oh, yeah, my shoes ready? I say this, gang. Spit out the nails. You'll talk to me later. Always remember. Getting on my nerves, Larry. Either you start laughing or the queer gets it. I happen to know you're a queer. I remember you in the army. You used to come by my bunk. It's morning. Anyway, gang. Remember those guys in the army? Out of the foxholes. Out of the foxholes. There was always one guy. I'm a fox. Some color guy. I don't give a damn. I'm a werewolf. Listen, gang. That's right. The Jews, we were never in the front. We were in the back saying, here's 500. Keep attacking. And the color cook, I ain't going no place, Colonel. I'm just going to make mother flapjacks. Listen, gang. I have a little baby girl. She's adorable. 21 months old. And I got the type of wife on the wedding night. She laid in bed and said, is that about it? So I went to the manual and tried to find out what I left out. Joy, boy. Know what the hell we are, because that's part of marriage. And I say this to you, Larry. Love thy neighbor as thy love thy wife. This I say to thee, thyself be thee. When thy know thyself, this dummy understands this. How do you like this? I'm making it up, and yo, Larry's going, yeah, that's true, that's true. Check the VA hospital and see who's out of their bunk. I bet you're the type of kid, I don't want an enema. Listen, gang. How long you married, young fella?
I'm not.
You're not married? She's a very pretty girl. You in the service? What do you do for a living, young fella?
Sales rep.
Sales representative? You a Jewish kid?
No.
Would you like to be? Don't worry about the operation. We have a new thing now. We freeze it, you know. Make it a fudgicle. Nothing happens. And a Mexican broad comes with a wet rock and goes, wah! And you go, Israel! It's okay, though, young fella. You married? Yeah, you are, to that girl. You're okay. Where you from, young fella? Las Vegas, you're a nice looking kid. I like you. What's your first name?
Jay.
Jay, is that your name?
Yeah.
That's my middle name, Donald J. Rickles. Come here a second, Jay. Second. Come here. On the way by, slap the Jewish kid. Stand on the box, Larry. Jay. On the box. Stand on the box, yeah. Stand on the box. Okay, good. I've been watching you, Jay. You're a nice looking guy. Would you like to have your own factory and be a Jewish kid? Don't be afraid. I'm kidding around. For God's sake, don't be afraid. Give me a hug, Jay. No, I'm kidding. Come here, Jay. touch my leg. Anyway, gang. No, come here, Jay. Where the hell are you going? Come here. Don't be that way. I swear to God, I'm okay. Oh, God, Jay. No, that way you could wind up in a casino. You better turn this way, Jay. That way you become a threat. Now, I'll tell you this, Jay. No, come here, turn around, Jay.
There.
Okay, come here, Larry. Come here a second, Jay. Over here, Jay. Come here a second. Run. Come here a second. Will you come over here, dummy, Jay? Come here, Larry. Hurry up. Larry's getting married tonight, so he's married 4 days. Make up. Take your time, Larry. You need all your strength. Good. Nice looking kid, Larry. Good. Have you ever seen me before?
On TV.
Honest to God, you got a set? Jay, say hello to Larry. Well, shake hands. It's a Jew. Hurry up. Shake hands.
Oh,
that's right. Good. He's one of my people. Good. Okay, now, you're going to have a great part. You're the Jew. You'll be the star. Now, I'll tell you this. Jay, you come over here. Jay, you come. Jay, get over here. You'll come on. Well, you didn't want to be a Jew. I begged you. You want to go for the operation?
Already went through the operation.
You went through the operation. I'll do the funny crap. Just answer the questions. Where does it say Jay gets bigger laughs than me? Now, did you wet your pants? Now, I'll tell you this, gang. I took a guess and he went, he knows about it. Now, okay. Now, Jay, you just come running in when I point to and say, Cochise, the buffalo meat are dying. If the Chiricahuas attack the fort, the Escaleros will die. Do not let the other Indians know that we are in heat in the wiki-ups. Our wiki-ups are sick. Got that, Jay? Tonight, Jay, tonight. Did you get that?
I got it.
Really? Bless you. Now, I'll tell you that. You and I are going to be the two Indians, okay? We talk in Indian, Larry. You make up your own Indian. When I talk to you, you talk back in Indian. Okay, now. No, hi, hi. First, we do the ceremonial dance. No, hi, hi. I do the singing. No, hi, 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 hi. Dance. You're Indian. No, hi, 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 hi. Get yourself in heat, Larry. No, hi, 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 hi. Hi, hi, hi. If you care to touch me on the can during the dance, it's okay. No, hi, 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 hi. You can sing, Larry. Hi, 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 hi. No, hi, hi, hi. I don't know about you, but I'm freezing my ass off up here. No, hi, 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 hi. Hi, hi, hi.
I'm a Kata Hazaraya.
You lie! Pain in the ass, lie to Chief! Get over here, you're an Indian. Fanawana hana hana. With my broad? Fanawana hana hana, makana wanana.
Wanana hana.
Manana wanana.
Banana
banana? Banana banana! Banana banana hanana!
Banana banana banana.
You're getting on my nerves, Larry. Come in like an Indian, you pain in the ass! Standing there like he's got bubble gum on his shoes. The hell's the matter? You got a hernia? Come in like an Indian. Now I gotta talk to him till you enter again. Banana hanana hanana. Make up something, will ya? Get over here. Bawana hanana.
Yeah.
You're on my foot. What news do you bring from the fort?
What do you want?
You know what I want. Chief, let us pray. Manawana!
Chief, let us pray.
Oh, no, you sing the prayer. Manawana!
Manawaha!
Hanana!
Hanaha!
Hawana!
Hawana!
Look, now you're blowing my ear, don't? This is important. Wanahanana! Blow my ear. Oh. Wahanehanana! Wait a minute, let's blow in each other's ear. The hell with the ceremony, just blow in each other's ear. I need you, Larry. Give these guys a big hand for being great sports, everybody. There's a note here from Matt Sullivan. Please introduce me. You know how much this would mean to me. A whole night I had to watch his jaw lock. The man is passing away and the doctors don't want to tell him about it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce you four monkeys in heat doing a half gainer off a Mexican kid. And he gets $50 million. I'm a genius and I'm working over the Suez Canal here. I kid him, he's old, it's over. Where's he going, for crying out loud? I kid him, he's all right. If you like that type of entertainment, you know. It's not one of my favorite shows. I think the last time I turned on the Ed Sullivan Show was when I was fooling with the wife, you see. And a storm came up. We didn't have any lights, and he was a good time killer. My wife gets in heat when she watches his show. Where are you from, sir? St. Louis. What do you do for a living? You're a salesman? Good, good personality for a salesman, yeah. Dozes off. What do you sell? Business forum. Clerk in a stationery store. Gave himself a whole title, business forum. You're Polish, right? Polish? Welch, what, that's better? I'll make you feel at home, the Welch guy. Cave in. That'll be the day when you see a Jew coal miner. I'll tell you this, gang. We're usually up in a cabin going, hey, Irving, there's a cave in. But all the color guy, get that mother rock off me. I say this, gang. And a Polak meet Polak, Polak, lift rock, get rupture and die. And the Mexican, I don't care what you do, I'm going for the toilet. It's all part of living. Now be proud. Be proud that you're Welch. We need the Welch people. How's Lassie? All right? Every time you see those movies, they're always with the dog. You boozed up old witch. What the hell are you now? Hope your broom break. Isn't this fun, Welchman, huh? Better than sitting around watching your rabbit go gray. I tell you this, gang. That's another good one. That queer, that's two in a row. Try to move your neck, Ed. I think you hung yourself. And Sylvia, like a dummy, looks. That's right, Ed, you hung yourself. I'll tell you this, gang. Just too fast, Ed. I'll slow it down and do what you understand. I'll tell you this, gang. If you're not doing animals, you don't know what the hell's happening. Ed, try to read my lips. You are a dummy. A dummy, Ed. Old dummy man, Ed. Should be in home, so don't hurt anybody. Look at that. Isn't this embarrassing? Sullivan doesn't tip. I'll tell you this, gang. Ed Sullivan doesn't tip. I don't believe this. The waitress came over and you know what he did? He gave her a picture of him. Anyway, gang, ladies and gentlemen, a gentleman that I think the world of, a guy that I spent a whole afternoon in New York in the park explaining to him why the pigeons eat out of your hand. This is the kind of mind this man has. He's a great syndicated columnist. He has a coast-to-coast television show for 20 years, and the owners of the stations do not believe it, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a multimillionaire. Ed Sullivan happens to be one of the richest men in the world, and I know this because I've been out with him, and he keeps saying, you pick up the tab. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, my great friend and a man who sees to it that my wife gets food and water, as Sylvia, who is the main thing. Thank God for his wife, because she's a great woman. Because alone with Ed is not, you know. I spent an evening with him, you know what I mean? I watched a fly go up a drape. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great human beings and a dear friend, Mr. Ed Sullivan. Let's really hear it for him, folks. Let's really hear it out there. A very wonderful Ed Sullivan. Really, really great. Thank you so much, Ed. Really, really wonderful. To all of you, my friends, in the words of a great man from the South, one of the greatest guys I know, I mean that sincerely, and a guy you love, General Robert E. Lee, who said at Gettysburg, I think we'll blow it. And to you people by the door, may I say publicly, you're cheap. You're a bunch of cheapies. What the hell are you staring at? Didn't you ever see Moses without the tablets? Look at that, the two Gentiles went, I told you that was him. Moses is not here. He's at Mount Sinai building a hospital. So to all of you, my friends, show business is my life. My humor, ladies and gentlemen, is directed in a way to laugh at ourselves. If you accept it in that spirit, I am deeply grateful. If there be doubt, I hope you will see us another night. Because whether you be the great talents of a Sammy Davis Jr., Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, whoever, every performer, big or small, needs an audience. I am no rabbi, priest, or reverend. You know this. I stand here and speak of all faiths, creeds, and colors. And why not? Really, why not? Because in my experience in the Navy, when things were rough, nobody bothered or cared to ask. Color, church, synagogue. Who cared? Frightened to death, we stood together on the bow of the ship and said, please, and that is the truth, please. When our time is up, we will all be on one team. So why do we need bigotry and nonsense? Let's enjoy while Almighty God gives us time. Will Rogers once said, I never picked on a little guy, only big people. May I say to this entire audience, on a hectic night, you are pretty big. And I do thank each and every one of you.
Yeah, Don Rickles, man. Great stuff. Woo.
I know.
Yeah, I hope, some the people who don't get him, I hope they didn't, tune away too early, you know. He ends that so nicely, you know.
I wonder if he always ended his shows like that. Like if
he must have to.
He must have thrown some, yeah.
Just in case someone doesn't get it and start shooting people or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, you know. But you know what I find amazing about him? Most of that is off the cuff. Like
he just talks to people and...
Like, there would be no way to even rehearse that. Because it's like he basically goes in and goes, okay, who do we have in the audience here? And he's going
and
by what he sees in the audience. Yeah, so it's
each
like...
Each individual person.
I don't think he goes up there with much material and just goes nuts on everyone.
Kind of like you do every week.
Hey!
A crash course?
Don Rickles, my hero. Rest in peace, Don Rickles, everyone. We're 91.5 WMFO in Bedford, as promised to Kim Boston. I said I'd be playing a little reggae, specifically by Peter Tosh. Got a couple of songs live in Boston. I'm not sure what venue he was at, but I think it's 77 Boston. I don't know. I'll have the right year in a minute, but... We'll start with this one. I think this is a studio recording. We're going to start with African. In case some African Americans do not get Don Rickles, Here you go. For you, Peter Tosh with African. Creepers, 91.5 WMFO. We're having a little computer meltdown over here. Marie's powering it down. We're powering it up. Yeah, it looks okay now. I think. No, it's still, I'm still not. Yeah, I wanted to play Tosh. I mean, this has to be able to get fixed. I mean, press it off for longer this time, all right? In the meantime, not in the meantime. Anyways, I can't find Karen's number. She gave me her number to call her from Girl on Top. After Peter Tosh, we'll play some Girl on Top. That's all I can do. I don't know what the heck happened to that number. I know I put it in my pocket in the car. From there, I don't know what happened to it. And why isn't it going, Marie? I'll just have to play Girl on Top now. We'll play some more Peter Tosh later, Kim. Don't worry. We'll play some. Yeah, try it one more time. Mm.
Yeah,
CD Karen handed me last night. I know it's in Rivendell, but we got the CD. Rivendell isn't working. Well, I hope I fix this before the end of this song. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The number is 855-915-9636. This is Girl on Top. I think I'm going to play... I know they did this one last night down at the C-Note. Corporate War Junkies. And maybe we'll play the whole CD if I don't get this computer fixed. Ah, oh, God. Girl on Top.
Bombs.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, we have like some kind of emergency crew trying to figure out this computer now, because it's not going to be showing you what songs we're actually playing. I'll try and fill them in later. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on? What did we just play?
I don't know what we just played. I'm running around trying to
Well, we started with this computer. After the great Don Rickles, we played Peter Tosh, African.
Yes.
To appease the Africans. And what else did we do? Then we played
Girl on Top. And then I don't know, we just played right there.
I want to say the name of the song Girl on Top did, though. There it is. Corporate War Junkies. And then we just did Green Fuzz.
That was Green Fuzz?
Green Fuzz by The Cramps.
Okay.
We can play this. This is pretty cool. Beast.
Oh, yeah. You actually posted that on Facebook saying that.
It's good. And I actually posted it on. I posted it on the record company's site. The record company is a place in Boston. Makes
What's
records.
The record? What company?
It's the record company. What do you mean, what company?
What company is it?
It's called the record company.
Oh, this is like
that's what it's
on
called.
First.
Okay. Yeah. We do want to know who's on first, but it's actually
okay.
Called the record company.
Oh, that's okay.
Boston Sessions, Volume 1. Well, we'll have to get all the volumes because this is pretty damn good.
Now I have to look this up.
But I'm holding Ennio Morricone in my hand. Where's the Beast? Where's the Beast?
Oh, it could be anywhere. It could be in any one of those CDs, the way you organize. Anywhere.
How about more Don Rickles?
I say just grab whatever you put your hands on. Just stick it in.
La-la-la-la-la-la. No, that's got to be around here somewhere, though.
Oh.
While I find it, we'll play Monsieur's.
Yes. That'd be great.
Hopefully they'll fix this stuff soon.
Who knows?
91.5